Hello again, everyone. Welcome. Today is Tuesday, November 7th, 2023. I am Solid Food Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And I do hope everyone is having a wonderful day. Hey, Blood Ninja, welcome. You're number one today. Frankie, number two, Brina Brina, hey girl. Number three, Petty Deb, welcome back. Number four and number five, Fair Use, welcome back. Welcome, And as always, whatever platform you're listening, you know, live or on a replay, thank you very much. Always, always appreciate it. Okay, so let's get started. What kind of show will this turn out to be? All right, y'all. So I just want to start off by saying, and I hope you guys know this, that, you know, we can talk about things that we're not going to agree. Some things we will agree on and some things that, you know, we will disagree on. But, you know, everybody has a, you know, voice here. As long as it's respectful, you have a voice. You can share your opinions, facts, whatever you want to share, whatever. I don't care, as long as, again, it is respectful. But I would like to think that, you know, here you can have an adult talk. Well, you know, getting upset over something that someone says or what they think, and, you know, things can get heated or not. But when the show's over, the show's over. So I just wanted to say that. And I do appreciate everyone's input, be you on the panel or in the chat. So. All right, so career goals versus life goals, which would you choose? And I know we've talked about this before, and I want to do a little, I want to, you know, dive a little deeper, and again, conversations that I have with friends, conversations, you know, that you know, if I'm watching an interview or something, and, you know, things that people say. But your career goals versus your life goals. And when I say your career goals, you know, I'm talking about, you know, what do you want to do when you grow up? What do you want to be? You know, and then your life goals are, all of a sudden life happens. You know, be it you get married, Be it someone in the family passes away, you have to step up. Be it you, you know, have children, life happens. Life happens every single day. Every single day in our lives, life is happening. But what about your career? What about that? You know, do you put that on the back burner and say, I'll get to it later? And you try to convince yourself that you will, but in reality, you won't, because life has stepped in. Are you selfish if you do put your life on hold for a moment to go after your career? Now, I, for one, am somebody who believes that, especially women, I am one who believes that you can have it all. I believe that 100%. Do you need cooperation from your spouse, your significant other, your children? Yeah, it would make it easier. But I do believe that you can do it even if you didn't have the cooperations of a set. Hey, Ace, welcome. I hope you are feeling better. So, you know, once again, you know, I'm, you know, I've been called selfish by outsiders who say that, you know, I like to move forward with things that I like to do, whatever, but I have, in my opinion, successfully, you know, raised a child, managed to stay married. Had a mom, extremely independent, stayed married for 60 years. And she did her own thing. You know, I'm one of those people who believes that if your significant other doesn't want to go on vacation, but you do, you should not have to sacrifice because they don't want to go. If you want to go, go. Because I also find that when you, and again, this is just me. I also find, welcome, Safa. I'm sorry, I'm just now seeing you. Welcome. You know, I've also noticed that you have people that are unhappy later in life, mainly women, who one day they wake up and they're like, damn, I'm too old to do this. I can't do this. You know, either their body has broken down or whatever, you know, has happened. They can't fulfill their bucket list anymore. You know, they can't, or they're not able to take that vacation that they've always wanted to take. What do you do? You know, is it okay that if your child wants to go to Disneyland and you have planned on having me time or going out with your friends, is it okay to say, okay, we can go to Disneyland. We'll go next week. And they get upset. Do you give in or do you say, I said, we'll go. We'll go next week. Or your significant other, your husband, wife, whatever, whomever. They want to go out Friday night. But Friday night, you know, you had planned on staying home, binge watching some show, you know, just taking it easy. You don't want to go out. Do you still go? Or do you say, okay, we can go next week? Or do you say, if they really want to go, do you say, okay, you go ahead and go, and I'll stay home. So I guess what I'm saying is, at what point do you put yourself first when life is, I don't want to say in the way, but when life is, you're sharing your life with your personal goals, with your personal needs, your personal wants. Do personal needs and wants, do they have a right to come first? If you have a family, or even if you have a job, is it okay to put your personal life ahead of your job? Your boss wants you to stay late, you know, and you had planned on, you know, you bought tickets to that concert that you've had for months. And if you stay late, you're not going to be able to go. And you tell your boss you have other plans, and, you know, they pretty much say so. Or they, you know, may threaten you. Well, if you don't stay, you may want to start looking. What do you do? Blunt says, in my next life, I put my life goals over career goals. I chose school and work over having a family, and I regret it. Okay. All right. Okay. Brina says, I think people have a right to come first when you feel yourself becoming miserable. The misery is eventually going to pour over into how you treat people around you. Brina, you are absolutely true. You know, because Brina, you make a very good point, because when you're miserable, it is going to affect the people that are around you. It is going to affect, you know, if you hate your job, it's going to affect your coworkers, because you don't want to be there. You might snap at them, or you might do a half-assed job, or, I mean, whatever. You know, and at the same time, what Blunt says is very true. You know, do you put your career first over having a family? But can you have a family and a career? I think that you can. But women, yes, I'm on this women thing today, tend to bear the burden when it comes to a career. You know, you have the husband that says, okay, well, let me establish my career first, and we'll have the family. And then when my career is established, then, you know, we'll have enough money where we can hire a nanny, or I'll stay home. And you can go to school, or you can go, you know, you want to be a lawyer, doctor, whatever, you can do it. That rarely happens. You know, that rarely happens. Bring this to the side eyes all day. And it is a lot easier. Support is key. But if you don't have that support, Brina, are you strong enough? Are people strong enough to do it on their own? Because do you wake up and look at your kids one day and just, you know, wish they weren't there? And I say that because more than one person that I know has said to me, I wish I had not had kids, or I wish I had only had X amount instead of Y amount. Or that one that was a surprise, they wish they didn't have that one. And they say that because, you know, when you ask them why, it's because they'll say, well, now, their exact words, one particular person, their exact words, now I'm stuck with this one for at least another 15 years. I want to do what I want to do. And I see the way she treats this particular child. I mean, she's not an abusive mother, but this child sure isn't getting the attention that the other ones receive, the ones that are grown. And blunt, that is awful. But do you still say that when you, you know, looking across the breakfast table at your husband, or you're looking across the breakfast table at your wife? Damn, I wish we hadn't gotten married. You know, or when is it my turn? And I personally think a lot of people think that. Rena says, yes, I do think you have it all. Okay, I read that. It was easier with support. So, I mean, do you get to the point where, you know, or if you get to the point where you are resenting someone, what do you do? Does that resentment ever go away? Are you looking at that person, you know, literally saying, I wish they dropped dead? And I'm not trying to be funny, but it's like, does that resentment build as the years go by? And as you are watching everyone else, your friends, your coworkers, whatever, neighbors, you're watching other people fulfill their dreams and their bucket lists, but you're doing this. How important is it that when you have those career goals versus life goals, that when you get into a situation where life will happen, that you need to seriously sit down and have that talk before you move forward where life happens, before life happens? Blunt says, I think once you have that resentment established, it's almost impossible to work through it. You know, Blunt, I agree. I mean, you know, and is there any way to work through it? Can you work through it with your significant other? And is the only way to work through it is for that person to step aside and you do what you want to do? I mean, this particular person that I'm talking about resents her last child. When I talk to her, or when we go places and this particular kid is constantly calling her, constantly. When are you coming home? What are you doing? Who are you with? To the point where the rest of us who are with her, because I know I get frustrated. Because, like, damn, can't you just go out to lunch without them calling you? You know, to the point where she's like, I have to go. And when she meets us, she's always late, and we know why. She always drives herself. She never wants us to pick her up or anything. She says, because something will happen, I'll have to leave early, whatever. So she drives herself. But when she leaves, she's so pissed off. And there's a sadness about her. And you feel sorry for her. How do you work through that? Brita says, I wonder if some people even realize they're miserable. And Ace says, man, life's be life in that most inopportune times. Yeah. Yeah. But Brita, you know, I think most people do realize that they're miserable. And I say that because those are people that aren't happy. Those are people that when they smile, their smile is not reaching their eyes. I mean, we all do it. We see people sometimes and we smile, but it's like, okay, you know, you put on that fake smile that's not reaching your eyes. Hey, Shorty, welcome. You know, And he says, some people become so desensitized to their state of misery that I can believe that stop realizing that they're miserable. Ace, you really think so? You think that some people are just so desensitized that they don't realize that they're miserable? I don't know. I mean, because there are so many things that have happened in this world that would just bring on misery. How can you not know that your life is not miserable? You know, and then to have a child that makes you miserable. And he says, I think they become miserable for so long that they no longer realize it and just go through the motions on autopilot. Okay. So how many of you think it's important then to have a bucket list and be able to at least check off half? If you have 6 things on your bucket list, is it important to at least do 3? If you have 20 things on your bucket list, is it important to at least do 10? And are you not accomplishing your bucket list not because of finances or location or something like that? Are you not accomplishing your bucket list because, again, I say life has gotten in the way, and that life are other people? Because I think it would be nice if you could at least cross off half the things on your bucket list. Because again, I say, are you going to be that person that when you're on your deathbed, and I do believe that your life does flash before your eyes when you are dying. That's something that I personally think. Are you going to say, I wish I woulda, shoulda, coulda, but you could have if you had told that person, we'll do this, what you want to do, but we're going to do it next week. This week, I'm doing what I want to do. A says, I don't know. I don't even have a bucket list. I'm so caught up in the weight of what feels like the world on my back that I don't daydream anymore. Oh, Ace. Now, see, I think daydreaming is important. I mean, I think you have, okay, I think that you have the people that do what they say they're going to do. They're the ones that just talk a lot of smack. And then they're the ones that daydream, but eventually their dreams do come true. But I do believe that even if they don't, they actually happen. I'll put it like that. But I do think that we all need to daydream at some point so we don't stay caught up in our lives, that we're not, you know, like, damn, I hate this. I can't stand this. You know, sometimes we have to. And our daydreams can come in all different forms. It can come to next time your boss says something to you that you're daydreaming, that you're going to pop upside the head. I mean, whatever. But if that gets you through the day, then do it. He says, all I know is my life flashes before my eyes. I'm going to need it to unlock the blackout scenes, be like behind the scenes credit rolls in a movie. See, Brina says, it feels good to cross things off a bucket list, though. It's like a daily to-do list. I felt accomplished. You know, hey, Father Brian, welcome. You know, so, you know, do you guys have a bucket list? I mean, do any of you guys have a bucket list? Brina says she does. I'm assuming when you say it feels good to cross things off a bucket list, Brina, so I'm assuming that you do have a bucket list. I don't know. One thing that I do know, and you guys can agree with me, disagree with me, whatever, life is short. Life is very, very short. You know, you're here one day, you're gone the next. You know, and I really believe that if we don't do some of the things that we want to do, we're going to wake up and it's going to be our last day. And then you'll have that regret. He says, the only thing on my non-existent bucket list is, is not killing my kids. Brina says, my bucket list is no crossing out in a while. Okay, not a problem. Fair Use says, I have a bucket list. I just keep putting stuff in there like a junk drawer. Yeah, we all have those junk drawers, which tend to be in the kitchen. But yeah. I mean, but do you guys, I mean, is there like one thing that you guys just really want to do that you know you have the ability to do, but for whatever reason, you just haven't done it? For whatever reason, you just haven't done it. Fairy says, I'm gonna need a bigger bucket. You know, and again, I'm not talking about things that, you know, cost money or anything like that, but just things that are easily done. Hey, Minnesota. Things that are just easily done. But we, for whatever reason, just haven't done them. And what is the reason that you haven't? And then the other question I have is, are you afraid when your life starts to creep in on your wants? Are you afraid to tell people no? Do you feel like that you're obligated? You know, your kids, you know, want to do this Saturday. Do you feel obligated that you have to do it with them this Saturday? Why not next Saturday? Because this Saturday, you had planned on chilling. You had planned on, you know, leaving the kids with grandma and then just driving, you know, just to whatever. You know, and I find that a lot of people have a problem with telling people no. Because they don't want to, they're afraid of what the response would be with kids. It could be that they, you know, start crying or whatever. With a significant other, it could be an argument. With a boss, you know, it could be, you know, an argument or a threat of losing your job. Whatever. But people are afraid to tell people no. And when they say yes, to me, that's when the misery comes in, because when you say yes, you don't want to do it and you're unhappy. Meanwhile, the person who you've given into, they're looking at what they want to do next week. And you're still not going to be able to do what you want to do. Father Brian says, one of my big therapy issues was originally about boundaries. And no, it took 2 years. A says, what? Leave the kids with grandma? What's that like? I thought that was just a fairy tale. Grandma, cousin, I don't know, cousin it, whomever, you know, but put it like this, Ace, the kids are not with you. The kids are not with you, you know. So, you know, I don't know. It's, you know, I just come back to life being so short. And You know, do you ever, when you're still in that single state, when it's just you and, you know, no boyfriends, no girlfriends, no husbands, no kids, whatever, are you looking around, you know, and looking at your friends or your family members who do have life that they have to take care of? Hey, Spanky, welcome. Wow, two days in a row. You know, do you look around at your friends and say, this is what I don't want, this is what I do want? You know, when you decide to get married or you decide to be with that person long-term, whether you're married or not, you know, do you have that talk about the things that each of you want to do? You know, if more people had, you know, the talk in terms of, this is what I want, you know, this is what I need, this is what you want, this is what you need, would less people get divorced? Would families be happier? Do you set boundaries with your children? No, you cannot have everything you want to do. No, we're not going to do everything that you want to do right now because I want to do this. This is what I want to do. I'm going to do this for me. You know, so Brina says, I don't think they do, and that's why people don't stay happy together. You know, Brina, you know, right. You know, so do you have that talk? Oh, Spanky, you miss me. Oh. Oh, boy. Well, I think there's a little bit of BS in there, but. I just wonder, you know, like Brina says that you don't have it and that's why people don't stay happy together, you know, do you start to resent that person? And is it hard to resolve issues if you come to the point of resenting that person? You know, the things that you want to do, the goals that you have, and life has come along. What do you do if you get to the point where you're resenting that person? Brina says, yeah, those discussions and hard questions are important in the beginning. You can save yourself so much time. So Brina, let's see. She also says compromise is always an option, but you shouldn't give up dreams. You know, Brina, so I personally think that a lot of couples don't have those. They don't ask the hard questions. You know, they may assume, oh, well, he loves me. Oh, she loves me. He'll do this. She'll do that. Uh-uh. Nope. I know someone who, 6 kids in the family. And when every child turned 20, that child had the opportunity to travel wherever they wanted. Hey, Shy Lady, welcome. That child had the opportunity to travel wherever they wanted. Mother and father were paying for it. And they either go by themselves or a family member went along. But it was always when they turned 20. Well, lo and behold, the second to the youngest a boy met this girl. And this girl was very clingy. Oh, but I don't want you to go. What about me? Oh, I love you. I love you. And mom and dad said, if you don't go now, you don't get a second chance. It's when you're 20, not when you're 21, not when you're 22. This is what it is. And his siblings were telling him, you need to go, you know, put this girl on hold. You know, you're only 20, whatever. You'll meet somebody else or she'll be here when you can come back. And this girl was seriously working him. And the youngest, who was, I think, how old was she? I think she was like 16, 17 at the time. She knew the girl, you know, and said, you need to stay away from this girl, you know, and she's trouble. So the boy ended up taking a trip. He ended up going to Turkey. Two of his siblings went with him. They had a really nice time. They were gone for like six weeks, came home, whatever. And this girl, was with somebody else. And he was a little bum, but he got over it, you know, and I say all that to say, life is too short. It's like, don't give up your dream because somebody else wants you to stay. This little girl who I'm calling her a little girl, you know, like, I love you. I love you. I love you. So you're only gone six weeks and I come back and you're with somebody else. You know, so Brina, when you say that compromise is an option, yes, you do have to compromise, but never, ever let anyone else be the reason you give up on your dreams. If you give up on your dreams, my opinion, it's because you chose to do whatever. Because you chose that maybe, okay, this isn't the right thing for me. I'm going to do this instead of this. But to allow someone else to do that, You know, so again, I say, do you choose? Is there a choice between your career and your life goals? And again, I say, and just my own personal thought, that you can have both. Support makes it a lot easier. But if you don't, you got to switch a couple of things around. But I still believe that you can have both. Because again, the last thing that you want to do on your last day on earth, where you're taking your last breaths and you're thinking about your life, I wish I would have, could have, should have, and you're pissed off at certain people. And Spanky says there are always choices. Yes, there are. There are always choices. You know, but what choice are you going to make? You know, we all live our lives different. We all make different choices. But one thing that I don't believe that you should do, and I don't think is fair, is when your choice affects someone else. If your choice is going to affect someone else, then you need to back it up. You know, if you how should I say this? I guess the only example that I can give is about a month ago, I went into collaboration with someone, and we were both on the same page. I told them what I wanted. They told me what they needed. I told them what I needed. They told me what they wanted. Boom, boom, boom. We did it. It worked out. And we're moving forward again to work together again. You know, for me personally, part of my career goals, I don't want people to BS me. And I'm not going to BS you. First of all, it's a waste of time and it's not fair to either person. So if your life goals are going to affair with my career goals or vice versa, I'm going to have a problem because I'm not going to allow my life goals to interfere with your career goals. And as Spanky said, there are always choices. Everyone has a choice. So, how do you choose? So, y'all, that's basically what I have today. Y'all were quiet today. Not like yesterday's show. You guys were quiet. Hey, Power Girl, welcome. Got me. Brina says, got me in deep thought now. You know, Brina, I'm involved in so many different things, and so many things are constantly going through my head. You know, I want to do this. I want to do this. I can't do this. This didn't work out, you know, whatever. But in terms of my bucket list, I'm steadily, sometimes slowly, but my bucket list, I am crossing things off. You know, I just truly believe that you can have it all. Even if you're 90 years old and you decide to start something new, don't let people tell you you're too old. You can't do it. What, because I'm 90? So? What does that have to do with anything? You're still alive. You're still alive. You have 90-year-old, you know, people, women who are bodybuilders. You know, and I usually find the people who don't want you to do things and who get in your way, who those when you have things that you have the goals that you want, and then life steps in your way, they're usually people who are either jealous or are not able to get their own life going, are not able to get their own goals going. So they want to hang on to you or tell you that you can't. Maybe I can't. But that doesn't mean that I can't try. The only way I'll know that I can't do it is if I try it. Brina says, remember reading a story about an 85-year-old woman graduating college? It warmed me up. Yes. Okay, fair use, I'm not... I think I know which Joe you're talking about. Let's see. A says, never tell me I can't do something. I become determined to prove you wrong. Right. You know, I mean, don't tell me that I can't. Because if I can't, you know, like I said, I have to try it first. You know, but I do believe that, you know, that it's sad, you know, if you do give up on your dreams. Don't be that person that's just so unhappy because they've allowed life to get in their way when sometimes you got to put life on hold. Sometimes you got to tell your children to wait. Sometimes you have to tell your husband, your wife to wait, your mother-in-law, your father-in-law, whatever. Y'all need to wait. Because this is what I'm doing today. This is what I plan on doing Saturday. I don't want to go to the movies. I don't want to go out to eat. I don't want to go to Disneyland. I don't want to go wherever. I'm doing what I want to do. If you want to go, go. I'm not stopping you. Do you need me to do what you want to do? And usually, you know, when people, you know, want you to do things and you don't want to do them, they don't need you. You don't need me there. Go. But you have some people who are afraid to do things by themselves. I will go. I mean, even though I don't go to movies anymore because I think going to movie theaters are nasty, but some people cannot even go to a movie by themselves. They have to have someone there with them. Even though when you're watching the movie, you're not supposed to be talking anyway. I mean, it's crazy. You know, my husband and I, we always laugh. And if you all are these people, yes, we are laughing at you. We always laugh because we're like, you know, we each go to the market. When we, you know, when we go grocery shopping, sometimes he'll go, sometimes I'll go. It all depends. You know, I have a list that I keep in a drawer. And he'll add to it, you know. And if I'm going, I'll take the list and I'll go shopping. Or he'll take the list and go shopping. And we always laugh because we're like, why is it the whole family has to go shopping? Why is it that you have the whole family and in some cases you got grandma and grandpa, the whole damn family is shopping. And they're always standing in the middle of the aisle. They're not moving. You're like, excuse me. You know, it's like, why does the whole family have to go? Can't y'all stay home? You know, and we always laugh at that. And it's funny to us, but we're dead serious. So, yeah. So if y'all are some of those people, yeah, we are. We talking about you. Brina says, I love going to certain places alone. Movies being one of them, but I talk through movies, so maybe that's better for others. See, Brina, you're somebody I could never, not going to the movies with you. And Brina, I'm telling you, yes, they stand in the middle. They're in the middle of the freaking aisle and they don't move. And when you're saying, pardon me, whatever, they're looking at you like, what? What? You know, like, seriously? I mean, it's crazy. I mean, even if you're going to, you know, if you were Olivia Walton, and you're shopping for the Waltons. Even you're shopping for, you know, 11 people. Sometimes it's good just to go by yourself and lug around that shopping cart, you know, with all the food, whatever, by yourself, just so you can be by yourself, just to get away. You know, is it necessary, you know, that you have to, you know, do you have to be right there constantly up under me? For some people, they do. But then when you want to focus on your career, you should be able to focus on it without having any issues from the life side of the aisle. But that's just me. That's just me. You know, I'm a very independent person. And I just look around and I look and see and listen and watch, and sometimes I shake my head, you know, but again, what some people like in their life, I don't like in mine. What I like in my life, other people may not like it in theirs. But I do know that when God calls you home, or whomever you think, you know, wherever you whatever you believe in, when you close your eyes and you don't open them again, I truly hope, and I'm being sincere with this, I truly hope that everyone is happy with their life. Everyone is happy with, I may not have made the right choice here, but I made the right choice here, and I'm okay. I truly hope that people are okay with how their life turns out. So, anyway, y'all, like I said, that's all I got. Ace says, I don't believe in regrets, only lessons. See, Ace, I was about to stop, and now you said that. I do have to say this, Ace. I do believe in regrets, because I do regret some of the choices that I've made in life. And yes, they were lessons. They were teachable moments. But they were definitely regrets. And if I had the chance to do them over, I absolutely would. For me personally, those were regrets. He says, don't blame me because you want to talk. Shorty, not supposed to laugh. Not supposed to laugh. Father Brian says, my regret hurt others. The rest were lessons. I regret it took me so long to learn certain lessons. What? Okay, Shorty. All right. I see how Thursday's going to go. So, Ace, I have to blame somebody, okay? Shorty's not on the panel, so I can't officially blame her. So, you know. So, So, anyway, y'all, tomorrow is Wednesday, so I will have another show on Wednesday, and Thursdays and Fridays, you know where we will be found. It will not be on Podbean, since y'all like us going there. Let's see. We unofficially always blame her. It's in the subtext. Yeah, it is. It is. It is. So, all right, y'all. So I am going to leave you guys with Janet Jackson, Control, which will probably get my show deleted off of YouTube. But I'm going to play it anyway. So here we go. And as always, guys, thank you very much. Even though y'all were quiet today, y'all listened to me. Thank you. And Spanky, thank you for coming again 2 days in a row. Like I said, wow. Thank you, Brina. Here we go.
This is a story about control. My control. Control of what I say, control of what I do. And this time I'm gonna do it my way. I hope you enjoy this as much as I do. Are we ready? I am. 'Cause it's all about control. And I've got lots of it.
Thank you.
great. So tomorrow we are doing a Podbean show, and Friday I am doing open bar. For an hour. I apologize to Fair Use and Blunt that we went over last Friday. I personally was so enthralled, literally, with what the conversation we were having with Ace. I was really intrigued. So I do apologize, you guys, that I went over. But it will be just for an hour on Friday. And open discussion also on Thursday, and that will also be on Discord. So you guys, again, thank you so much for coming. And yeah, Brittany, it was. And Ace, I'm looking for, even though you came home sick, went home sick yesterday, hopefully between now and Thursday, Friday, you know, we can find out what the judge said in terms of how everything turned out with what your class did. So, everyone, I hope to see you tomorrow, and enjoy the rest of your evening. Okay? Bye.